Typically, this time of the year, we're talking about the flu season when it comes to our health. But there's a new virus that is spreading and has grabbed the focus of the entire world, really. It's the coronavirus. This is Lisa Berry, and according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they just declared the virus a global health emergency. But we want to put things in perspective on a local level, so we're checking in again with Susan Cerniglia, Communications Manager for the Washtenaw County Health Department. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Lisa.
Now, we knew we had three possible cases of this virus in Michigan that came back negative, and test results were out on a fourth, and you just got those results back in?
Yes, we finally got the test results on our third Washtenaw case, the fourth case pending for the state, and that was thankfully negative.
That was in Washtenaw County, right?
Yes, yes. The individual had all of our cases tested in Washtenaw County had recent travel to that area of concern in China, the Wuhan area, and they had respiratory symptoms. Fortunately, none of those individuals were seriously ill. They all had mild symptoms. They cooperated in terms of staying isolated until we had test results to give them the all clear.
We hear about it so much in the news, and here I am having this conversation, bringing it back into the news. But really, the risks of us here in Washtenaw County getting the coronavirus, would you quantify them as being low?
Yeah, we're still calling the risk to the general population that hasn't traveled to an affected area quite low. Now, that doesn't mean we as health officials aren't concerned about what this virus looks like, what it can do, what it is doing. We're watching that carefully, and we're sharing some of that information. But the take-home message for folks that haven't traveled to China or particularly to that area where the most cases are in Wuhan, that we don't really feel there's a lot of risk right now.
Speaking of traveling, we're coming up on the February travel season, spring break time. A lot of people get a winter break going on trips, traveling overseas. How concerned should we be as travelers venturing out of Washtenaw County and Michigan?
Well, we always recommend that folks check for any travel alerts and, of course, get up to date on any vaccinations that they might not have, you know, already for traveling. So that's good advice no matter what's going on. And, you know, right now people probably aren't going to plan spring break trips to China. But keep an eye. There's a lot of good information going out there available from the World Health Organization, from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and, of course, from our state and local partners here that we can share about where there are and are not risks.
I don't know if you heard about the cruise ship that was in, I think, in Spain or Italy, and they kept all 7,000 people on board because one person had symptoms and they weren't going to let anybody off until they checked it.
Yeah, yeah. So I haven't heard the details of that, but perhaps it might be better to escort the one person off.
Yeah, good idea. And as I mentioned at the opening of this conversation about, we're usually talking about the regular flu season. Can you put that in perspective to what we're talking about with the coronavirus?
Yes, and we're definitely talking about the regular flu season because we are in what we still call, we're mid-flu season. We're still seeing increased activity, meaning that we haven't done what's called peaking. So we know we've hit that highest point and the activity is trailing back down. So we are seeing a lot of flu activity, reports of both lab-confirmed illness and hospitalizations coming in. So certainly our message to our Washtenaw residents is like, if you're having those respiratory symptoms, it's a lot more likely you probably have flu or more likely that you've been exposed to flu, certainly. And if you're severely ill, definitely get that checked out. Again, there's no confirmed like transmission that we know of coronavirus happening locally. So it's really only about that travel. We do know that flu virus is spreading like crazy. So get that flu shot. Always practice that good prevention. Washing your hands is good no matter what's going around. Keeping unwashed hands out of your mouth, covering coughs, staying away from others, cleaning and disinfecting surfaces that are touched frequently. All of those things help prevent the spread of flu, the spread of coronavirus, and most anything else that might be going around.
I know a lot of people are investing in masks, especially when they're traveling. Is that a helpful thing?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up because we've been getting quite a few questions about that. We don't recommend masks as a general prevention strategy for someone that's not sick. So that said, if you are ill with respiratory symptoms or have been to this particular area of China or other parts of the world that are impacted, a mask can be a helpful tool for preventing the spread of illness if someone is already ill. But there's a distinction between that, someone that's ill, versus trying to prevent someone that's not ill from getting sick.
So the mask doesn't necessarily work if you're just trying to keep the germs away?
Yeah, it's more effective. You know, most of the research demonstrates that it's more effective for preventing spread of illness from someone that's ill than it is for preventing a person who's well from getting anything. Because if you kind of think about it, you know, you have your nose and mouth covered, but your eyes are still exposed. And, of course, it's not doing anything if you're not exposed to any germs either.
Going back to the seasonal flu, can you compare that to the coronavirus that's spreading around? Just to give people perspective, I know some people are getting very concerned about the coronavirus, but it's like we're always concerned about the seasonal flu, and how can you compare the two?
Yeah, I mean, anything like this that pops up is that's new and we don't have a ton of good information to share, that certainly can be frightening. The other thing to recognize about the coronaviruses is these viruses as a family are around and most often cause, you know, mild illness, the common cold, that kind of thing. There have been a few, like SARS is a good example, that cause severe illness and kind of spread like this in more of an outbreak type situation. So we can't say that coronaviruses aren't around in general, but we're certainly not aware of circulation of this novel coronavirus that there's concern about. So your risk of getting exposed to something if you're out in the community going about your business, right now it's certainly more likely you'd run into flu.
Okay, but you're watching it closely.
Absolutely. For us, yeah, we want to keep an eye, as health officials, we want to keep an eye on what's going on and what that looks like so that we can provide the best guidance possible and the best information. So right now, you know, this is changing minute by minute, so we encourage people if they have concerns or they just want to keep up to date, you know, you can see what we know on our website at washtenaw.org/health or follow us on any of the social media channels. And there's comparable information on the state level from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, on the national level from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So there's definitely places to stay up to date, but not a lot of concern right now for it circulating in our communities.
And recapping the latest possible case of coronavirus from Washtenaw County, results are in, and that is negative.
Yes, and very good news going into our weekend.
Susan Cerniglia, Communications Manager for the Washtenaw County Health Department. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks for having us.